calling home this morning is Kiwi artist Matt Cooper, who's been living and working in Las Vegas, Nevada for the past 10 years. He lives with his wife, JK Russ, who's also a New Zealand-born artist. And Matt grew up in Havelock North before moving to Whanganui to go to art school and then to Wellington to attend Teachers College. And he won a green card into the USA via the Diversity Visa Lottery. And Matt and JK own their own home in Las Vegas, and in his downtime, he likes to head into the hills looking for petroglyphs or rock carvings. And Matt joins us now from Sin City. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Karen. Good morning.
You actually won a green card. That was a bonus.
Yeah, it was an odd experience. I'm not sure if they're still doing it these days. But at one point you could apply for, I think it was 500 possible residencies, permanent residencies to the USA. And we'd traveled to the USA in 2008 and really enjoyed it and just thought, oh, we'll have a stab at it. And we won it in 2009, and then they give you 6 months to be resident in the USA. So we did it. Sounds very simple, but...
Yeah. Las Vegas seems a rather unlikely destination for an artist. What was the draw card to that city?
Yeah, you would think so, but I mean, the way that we saw it was that it is kind of art. I mean, everything in Las Vegas that people know about it, especially the Las Vegas Strip, is basically pop art. You know, the large images of buildings representing the Sphinx or Paris or the Riviera, Rome. So, you know, it's kind of already got a sort of a foot up on you know, visual language and the environment. So, I mean, the other aspect to that was that it was at the height of the recession, the global recession. So we started off in San Francisco, and with the prices and expense, it was just kind of too much to deal with. So we had friends in Las Vegas, and we moved to Las Vegas and started making work and just kind of fell in love with the place, which is a strange thing.
Well, what is the local art scene like?
It's kind of minimal. It's known from, most prominently known from an art critic called Dave Hickey, who, you know, people in the art world will know that name. And he really talked about the aesthetics of Las Vegas, and he taught at the university here and propagated a very good group of artists that, represented some of the stylistic attributes of Las Vegas in their work. And so, you know, it kind of pushes out from there, really. So the art scene comes and goes, probably like a lot of places, because it, you know, occidentally it is a young city, even though it's got, thousands and thousands of years of artworks out in the, Red Rock Canyon area by the Native Americans.
Yeah, of course, a great inspiration.
Yeah, very much so.
Is that where the petroglyphs come in?
Yeah, it's something I've been interested in, even back in Aotearoa, is interested in them, especially the ones down in Canterbury. And there's certain artists that I've liked in the past that have been influenced by them. So I guess it just kind of speaks to the universal use of symbolism, which, I'm interested in artistically. So, yeah, they haven't provided a direct influence, but I very much like sitting near them and looking at them like I would an artwork in a museum. The native tribe here is the Southern Paiute, and I think they're called the Ngawuvi, which is... It's kind of like the word Māori meaning, the native. It's a word like that. And I guess it was their ancestors that did them.
Yeah, of course. So, you own your own home in Las Vegas, and apparently the local house market's booming there, so that's much like it is in New Zealand. So what type of house do you live in, Matt?
It's a suburban two-storied house. It's got a pool like lots of Las Vegas houses because it's so hot here. And it's what they call a tract house. So it's a repeated design of a house that is prevalent in our neighborhood. But I was very happy that we moved into here before COVID hit because we were living downtown in a small apartment, and it would have been very stressful living there during the COVID period.
So when did you buy your house?
2018.
Oh, not that long ago, right. So the median house price in Las Vegas at the moment, I'm told, is US $385,000, which is New Zealand $548,000, which is great in comparison to our prices. They're good prices, aren't they?
It's been going up. Like when we first moved to Las Vegas, you could buy an amazing mid-modern house for probably $40,000 to $60,000 because of the recession. And it's got more buoyant recently. It's mostly because I think a lot of people are moving from California to try and avoid the higher tax rates. But yeah, that's great news. I don't kind of follow it too much, although I do know that a record was broken recently, a household for $25 million in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Gee, what kind of place was that?
It was a big show home and, the ritzy areas of Las Vegas.
Yeah, there obviously are ritzy areas. I guess you come in by helicopter and, what makes it stand apart? Is it just the architecture in a richer suburb?
I think it's probably the size, which is a classic thing, and location, of course. But it's often the views as well, which is something I'm not that thrilled with because they're building up towards a lot of the what should be protected areas of the basin of Las Vegas. So they're getting amazing views of the strip and the surrounding mountain ranges. Just that view alone is pretty spectacular.
What about the different suburbs in Las Vegas? Are there any that are leafy, or are they all absolutely desert-like and, requiring water to make the lawn grow?
No, the if you get a high viewpoint of Las Vegas and look over the valley, you'll see a lot of green, a lot of trees, and they kind of follow the where the underground rivers are. So Las Vegas, the word Las Vegas is the meadows, and when it was discovered by the Spanish travelers going from Santa Fe, it was pretty much an oasis because of the underground aquifers. So they've retained those aquifers. There's still water in them, and that's where a lot of the trees will grow. So it's a lot of it is artificial, and I know that the city and the county are trying to get people to change their ways about water usage and turn the gardens into what are called xeric gardens, and that's desert landscapes and planting, so a lot of cacti, succulents, things like that.
That seems a much wiser idea.
Oh yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, we grew up with a lot of green around us, and I'm willing to kind of shed that to protect the environment.
Yes. And tourists in Las Vegas, is it busy? Are they back gambling?
Yeah, it's fully opened up now, and I was down on the strip a couple of days ago, and it's as busy as ever. So, and of course, we've just had 4th of July, the Independence weekend, so I think there were record numbers of tourists back here gambling and partying and doing all that kind of stuff.
Matt, what about COVID and the virus numbers there? Because we've heard that Nevada has recorded the highest rate of new COVID-19 cases in the country this past week.
Right.
Does it feel as though things there remain on tenterhooks or not? People just getting on with it?
I think people are generally getting on with it. I think we've hit the threshold of people that want to get vaccinated. I think we're kind of there. And there's a lot of people that don't want to get vaccinated for various reasons. But I mean, the main reason for that is that it's a tourist destination, so there's going to be a lot of people driving and flying in and bringing in the Delta variant and whatever the new variant is that has just been announced. So it's always going to kind of happen. Las Vegas tends to be a bit of a microscope on the rest of the USA when it comes to, things that happen politically or financially.
And hot there at the moment. You mentioned the heat. Will you be getting into that pool today?
Oh yeah, for sure. Every day.
Do you?
It's my exercise.
What's the temperature?
At the moment it's not too bad. I think it's about 102, 103, which is, what's that? It's kind of like in the late 30s in Celsius.
You get used to it, obviously.
Yeah, I think your blood thins and you become more lizard-like and, rocks look appealing to lie on and things like that. It's not bad. The other thing is that we really don't have any humidity here. So what is, 110 degrees probably feels more like 90 or 95 compared to if you're on the East Coast or something like that. So yeah, it's a lot drier. People in Las Vegas always going on about it's a dry heat, which is kind of the way of brushing aside that it's just really freaking hot here.
You put a few lizards in your paintings, no doubt. Oh, have you got a lizard in a painting?
I don't, but it's a nice kind of analogy to use.
Yeah. Las Vegas, like many American cities, I imagine, relies on the car. So do you walk anywhere? Do people walk?
We go for evening walks for a bit of exercise, but generally no. It is a very car driven city, so to speak. And it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And it's just kind of the way it is. I mean, it's the same in LA, same in Phoenix. So all these kind of newer, when I say newer, Occidental cities that have grown up during the, boom time, they're all car driven places. So yeah, it's something that you just got to figure into the equation.
Are they all big cars?
Yeah, some of them are. I mean, we've got a hybrid because we wanted to kind of do our bit. But yeah, there tends to be quite a lot of, bigger vehicles. But I think that's just more of maybe just an American thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
American makes big cars.
Yeah, big everything. So,
Yeah, that's true.
and have you got a flag out the front of your house?
Oh, we do not. Maybe we should. I don't know. We should have over the over, the 4th of July weekend.
Do many residents have a flag?
Yeah, a lot of our neighbors do. We've got some Vietnam veterans in our neighborhood, so they often have a flag out. So yeah, it's part of the patriotism of being an American, which I guess we still kind of have to learn.
Do you? You don't feel that you're fully acclimatized yet?
I don't know, it's very hard to get the, New Zealand out of you. I don't
Yes.
know. I don't know what it is exactly, but friends often kind of bring up suggested things that we do that we don't quite recognize.
Such as?
It's just sort of the flat humor or the dry humor, that kind of stuff. The I guess what people refer to as sort of that flight of the Conchords humor.
Yes. And what about food in Las Vegas? For grocery shopping, for example, often it can be difficult in America to, tap into something that has actual food.
All right.
I say that tongue in cheek. I mean, bread, for example. We love Vogels in New Zealand, don't we? And often
Right.
getting bread in America is really difficult. It tastes like cake.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in it. I don't really eat a lot of bread. I'll eat bagels. And there is a brand that I'm forgetting now that is kind of similar to Vogels that we sometimes get. But yeah, I tend not to eat bread too much. Food wise, I mean, We go to Trader Joe's, and then we've got a local Albertsons, which is like a new world, I guess. And pick from the organic section as much as possible.
Well, what's the cost of living like in Las Vegas compared to that in New Zealand?
I think it's pretty cheap. The bigger things that you spend money on tend to be less here in the States, but I think it all evens out. I mean, we've got health insurance that we have to pay, which is quite a hard thing to wrap your head around when you come from somewhere like New Zealand, where everything's provided with the taxes. So maybe it evens out. I don't know, but I know that things like groceries are a lot cheaper, gas is a lot cheaper. I'm sure everyone that you talk to that as a expat that's living in the States will probably say the same thing.
A lot of good Mexican food there.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Actually, I've got a new favorite Mexican restaurant called Milpa, which is just down the street from us, and it's wonderful. They're doing gluten-free stuff and all handmade from the masa, which is the ground up maize. And I love the name too, because Milpa is like a little growing field, and I like how it's its own little growing field within the meadow of Las Vegas. So we're trying to support them as much as possible because they're doing great stuff.
When you say growing field, what are they growing?
Maize.
Oh, maize.
Corn.
Right.
Yeah. So all the things you make tacos out of and things like that.
Oh, and then they actually make them on site.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Any drawbacks living in Las Vegas? Anything you don't like about the place?
Not really. I guess the biggest thing is just talking to people about their perception of Las Vegas. It tends to be a city where, people already have an idea of what it's about because of the Strip and because of movies and the Hangover movies, that kind of stuff. And, even though that is an important part of the city, there's still a lot of other stuff going on. I mean, it's a city of, I think, 2.5 million people now. So it's, it's growing rapidly and it's evolving, and there's some pretty cool things going on here. It's just whether you want to invest your time into getting to know them, because it is a very, on a need to know basis kind of place. It's a very private place.
That's an interesting.
Which makes it interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of putting it too. And do you see any Elvis impersonators around the place?
Yeah. Well, one of the banks I used to bank with, one of the tellers was obviously an Elvis impersonator in his other job. So it'd always be amazing walking in and seeing this amazing coif of black hair, slick back, and the sunglasses even. So, a bit of advertising at his day job before he goes to his, evening job.
What era Elvis was he?
Oh, he was, sexy black jumpsuit Elvis.
All right. Did he pull it off?
Yeah, he was doing it pretty well. I guess with the portions of food that you have in Las Vegas, maybe the later kind of, was it the comeback Elvis, in the white jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Is probably more suited to the dietary possibilities of Las Vegas.
Very good, Matt. Hey, well, great to talk to you this morning, and enjoy your swim. I guess you'll get out there today at some point into the pool.
Yeah, we're heading into the late afternoon here now, so it'll be time to wipe off the brushes and jump in the pool.
Oh, do you paint every day?
I try to, yeah. I try to get into the studio every day. I mean, it's in the house, so it makes it really accessible.
Can't avoid it. Just quickly, while we're talking about the paint, what do you use? Do you, do you use classic oil paints, or do you go for...
Yeah, you have to... Yeah, it's got to be oil paint and a lot of retardants and thinners so that the paint doesn't dry. I mean, people in New Zealand are probably used to waiting a couple of months for the paint to dry properly. Here it kind of dries overnight. So it's great for the expediency of, painting and then shipping it out.
That's great. Las Vegas, where you don't have to wait for the paint to dry.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning and for calling home.
Not a problem. It's been a pleasure.
That's artist Matt Cooper calling home from Las Vegas, not Los. Yes, texters, you're correct.